But first, half of Arizonans between the ages of 18 and 65 with less than an associate degree say they need more education in order to advance in their careers. That's one of the highest percentages in the country, according to a new survey. California, New Mexico, and Texas are among the states with higher numbers than Arizona. We have two perspectives on this today, starting with Chris Camacho, president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. And Chris, do you think those survey respondents are right that they need more education to advance their careers?
Well, if you look at the national, a lot of the think tanks on education, they talk about the shift in attainment demand, and a majority of the jobs are going to require some level of post-secondary education beyond high school, albeit a short-term certification in things like VOTEC or IT or beyond, or 2 and 4-year degrees, specifically in curriculum areas of demand. And so we do see that in the current economic development site selection domain, where across the U.S. we work with these national site selection consultants, and 90% of them have the prepared workforce and labor availability is the number one site selection factor as to why the corporations they represent select a market. So it goes hand in hand in regards to how economic leaders, site selection advisors, and corporations are selecting markets. It's predicated on talented people and educated people. And so, yeah, when I hear the individuals at large talking about being interested or needing additional education, that falls in line with what I would expect from a healthy economy.
When you talk to those site selectors, what do you hear from them about the kind of education that Arizona workers need and what is available here and what kind of workforce we have relative to the education they need for the jobs that could be coming here?
Yeah, so it's really across the board. I mean, it starts earlier and earlier now where, you know, we're seeing like Phoenix Union School District, for example, a very visionary and progressive superintendent, Chad Geston, is advancing these academies whereby the industry like aerospace, for example, at South Mountain is now integrating into the curriculum and having, you know, junior and seniors in high school get exposed to aeronautics and, you know, other types of aerospace jobs of the future. And you advance that, and there's several other examples, but if you advance that in the community colleges where you have Maricopa Community College District, which is one of the largest in the United States, you have that particular institution across the 10 different community colleges advancing really strong, nimble IT blockchain institutes that are really preparing students in a short-term certificate way to meet industry demand. And then if, you know, we do a lot of work with Michael Crow and Bobby Robbins from ASU and U of A respectively, along with GCU. And what they will tell you is their demand in engineering, in optics, in photonics, that is continuing as well. So it's really across the board as our economy continues to advance, future demand of industry is warranting the individual to get educated, not only just coming out of high school and beyond, but certainly in a lifelong learning model as well.
Are there particular industries that you have found where we are specifically lacking workers who have the necessary education?
Well, what's interesting is in this really healthy economy, going back to what historically Arizona and Greater Phoenix has been known for, which is building things, building buildings, building homes, there continues to be a high demand for the skilled trades. In addition, we do see a lot of focus in financial services and the technology sector. And this is not a Phoenix issue. It's a national issue where there's so much demand for jobs. And so those markets that heavily bet on the education system and the production of that system, those markets are winning. And I think you see that in Arizona's not only economic output, but certainly when you see job growth in financial services, technology, advanced manufacturing, IT, we're doing really well in many of those categories.
So the survey also looked at specific demographic data, and this is national data, not just for Arizona. But when you look at the percentage by different racial and ethnic groups and age groups in terms of who thinks they need more education, the top two were Hispanic and African American in terms of ethnic groups. And then you have pretty much every age group is at least 30% up between 18 and 64 years old. I'm wondering if groups like yours and some of the groups that are promoting job training programs, are there specific efforts to reach out to some of those groups, especially some of those traditionally underserved groups, to help them figure out how to get the training they need to move on in their careers?
Yeah, I would argue this is really the opportunity of our generation. And If you look at the changing demographics, not only in the state of Arizona, but particularly in the West, along the West Coast, it's really important that, you know, we activate the underserved population and create pathways for these individual students to find not only meaningful work at the end of the day, which everyone needs, but certainly insulation and pathways along this education continuum. And we're doing a lot of this work, as I described, with Phoenix Union High School District, for example. We took out a group out to South Mountain and really working to educate the business community on how high schools are preparing their students, and then vice versa, exposing the students to what current industry trends are. And why I say that it's the opportunity of our generation, unlocking access for those students creates massive economic tailwinds for the future of Arizona, and I believe that's what we should be focused on.
All right. That's Chris Camacho, President and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. Chris, thank you.
Thank you very much for the time.
There is an effort underway to increase the percentage of Arizonans with some kind of post-secondary degree to 60% by 2030, and my next guest has been very involved with that. Eileen Klein is President Emerita of the Arizona Board of Regents, former state treasurer, and founding member of the Achieve 60 Alliance. And Eileen, what are the issues we're facing in Arizona in terms of making sure students who want to go to college can, and making sure that people, when they finish whatever level of education they're going to finish, are prepared for what it is they want to do next?
That is the key issue. How do we get everyone in Arizona focused on getting more students ready after high school? So a big effort has been put into post-secondary attainment, but there's another half of all of our high school students who right now aren't going on to college. And astonishingly, there is a large percentage of young adults, including our recent high school graduates, who aren't going to school and they aren't working. And that's directly attributed to the fact that they don't have the post-secondary education they need, meaning they don't have the education and skills that come at a higher level after high school to get them the jobs that exist today.
Well, I was curious about that. I was wondering if for those students who don't go on to some kind of higher education, be it four-year university, community college, a trade-type school, is it because they don't feel like they can do it academically or based on the skills they need? Is it a financial issue? Is it they don't know that that's an option for them? Is it something else?
No, I think it's all of those things. So we really have to make sure that students understand what the education ladder looks like and how far they have to climb now to get the jobs that they want. There's a whole other group of students for whom traditional college isn't their pathway. But there are many, many options in fields that require additional education, skills, and training, but may not need a four-year degree. I think it's time that we expand our notion of success after high school, and I think it's also important that we expand our notion of what college is today.
How do you mean?
Well, college needs to be considered much more broadly than the traditional entry immediately after high school as a full-time student living on campus. That is one way. But more and more, we're seeing that students are returning for education and skills throughout their career. In Arizona in particular, for many of our students who are low-income students, college is not a direct path for them. It's probably an indirect path. So we need to really understand how students are getting their education today and how we can make those opportunities more available. I will say, though, that much of that needs to start in high school. You really can't wait until students are out of high school to start thinking about what more education they need.
What is at stake, do you think, if we don't figure this out and start making some changes, not just for the students involved, but for the state on a broader scale here?
Well, what we're seeing is a phenomenon in our state, really, is that we have an older, more educated, and largely white population that is eventually going to become a more majority state. And unfortunately, many of our students today don't have the same level of educational attainment. What we need to do is begin to tailor our education system and certainly the funding of education to address those needs. Absent that, people will not be prepared. And that's going to mean a lifetime of challenges for people if they are not able to get themselves on a path where they can be self-sustaining for them, for their families, and that therefore would increase dependence on the state.
Let me ask you about something that you helped start, which is the Achieve 60 AZ, the goal of having 60% of adults in Arizona with some kind of post-secondary degree. Do you think that the path we're on will eventually get us there? Are we looking at some kind of radical shift in how we achieve that?
Well, we absolutely need to do more. It's not enough just to have that ambition of a 60% educational attainment rate, as you said, meaning 60% have some sort of credential, certificate, or degree after high school. Right now, we're at about 45%. But the lags that we're seeing in the performance of some of the groups of our students is concerning. We need to accelerate that. It is going to take a very significant and focused effort. It ranges from thinking differently about high school, how we begin to get students prepared in high school, giving them different ways to demonstrate success for high school graduation, all the way to revamping how we are thinking about the role of our community colleges.
Do you think that there are enough options, post-secondary options for students in Arizona, be it university, community college, some other type of educational institution?
We are seeing more options for students than ever, which is very encouraging. But they have to be meaningful educational experiences so that they're really going to connect students to the training they need. But what's really missing at this point is the ability to take a financial aid package with you as a student. The state financial aid program is mostly focused on the public universities. There is virtually no aid waiting for you at a community college, even though they have lower tuition rates. Still, financial assistance is needed. So how do we think more broadly about what we're doing with our financial aid?
It's interesting. It kind of sounds like you're advocating for higher education, something similar to what the state does in K-12, where each student is essentially worth a certain amount of money to a school, and that amount follows them. You're suggesting financial aid maybe could work the same way for higher education.
Well, certainly that would be an opportunity if the state were able to develop a robust financial aid system.
You talked about how students and high schools need to start thinking then about what a student's going to do after high school. I'm curious about the challenges of connecting high school graduates with post-secondary opportunities, especially as you mentioned, people aren't just going right from high school to community college or to a university. How easy or difficult is it to connect folks 4, 5, 10 years after they've left high school to some of those post-secondary opportunities?
Well, I think it comes down to making sure that students with abilities are recognized even in the schools that aren't sending large numbers of students to college, and then figuring out what we need to do to supplement their education early on. I think a big part of it also lies with employers. How can our education system, our higher education system, connect better with employers to provide the kind of education and skills training that students need? And how can employers take on more of that responsibility to make sure that their employees continue to succeed educationally?
You talked about some of the challenges for financial aid from the state, and it sounds like a lot of what you're advocating for would cost at least some amount of money. Given state budget limitations, which you are very familiar with, where do you think the money for all of this comes from?
Well, the good news is Arizona's economy is back in a growth mode after a lot of hard work, and that has resulted in more money in the state coffers. It has to become a priority.
Do you think that we as a state have a good understanding of who our K-12 students are and maybe the approaches that we need to take with these students as opposed to maybe approaches we've taken with generations past?
It is not clear how much people appreciate how much our education system has changed, who our students are, and the challenges they have. Since 2004, Arizona has been a majority-minority K-12 system. That really means we have to think differently as students come from different backgrounds to meet their needs. But where we have to think most intensely is around the challenges created by the fact that many of those students are from low-income families or are living in poverty. So you're seeing schools partner more now with social service philanthropy agencies to help meet the needs of students. But we also just flat out need to recognize it's going to cost more to help these students get where they need to be so they can achieve. So we need to be sure we have the appropriate interventions early on, and we need to dedicate funding to be able to address that reality.
All right. That is Eileen Klein, former state treasurer, president emerita of the Arizona Board of Regents, and founding member of the Achieve 60 Alliance, among other things. Eileen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.